bird, he always gets his worm. Me, I always get my way. When you talk about that 5-pound bass, dirty worm, he gets a fish. Jump in my John Boat.
Welcome back, Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have the pleasure of not only one, but two legends in the outdoor world. We have, of course, the Grizz, who's a frequent co-host on Fish Talk Radio. And today we have the pleasure of Babe Winkleman, who is obviously a legend. And you started off, what'd you say, 35 years ago or something like that when you were about 5 years old?
No. I've been full-time in the outdoor business over 40 years. I started guiding fishing back in 1965, and I was born in 49, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, it makes me feel good you're older than I am.
I'm finally.
Well, I tell you.
You're getting my age, and you're older than most of
them. Yeah. Well, but when did you guide?
I started guiding in 1965, and I guided through 1978.
But what did you guide?
Oh, walleyes, bass, pike, panfish, muskies, whatever they
are. Okay. I started guiding in 1976, and I guided big game hunting, and then I changed over in 80 to trout fishing on the Bighorn, Yellowstone, and all that part of Montana.
Uh-huh.
I got to get you to guide me to get a muskie. That. It's on my bucket list to okay. Get a muskie on a fly rod.
Well, this is, if I don't mind interrupting you guys, this really...
Well, you are, John.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's my show, Grizz, so shut
up. I know. That's the only reason we're letting you do it.
But anyway...
Who said we were going to let him do it? Just say it.
Anyway, with two legends like this that have been everywhere and done everything, I have a question for each one of you. If you don't mind, I want you to give me the most memorable first time.
Want to go first?
Now,
you're
it
the
could
oldest.
Be,
you got to go first.
It could be it could be hunting, fishing, or, you know, we're not talking about that other thing. So,
women?
Let's keep it to hunting and fishing, okay?
Yeah, because I'm not going to talk about women on the radio, John.
No, and you know, then the guy's got to think back and see if he can even remember it, right?
Yep.
But I promise you, I can remember the first fish I caught.
Okay.
We moved to a different farm in 1955, and it had a creek going right through the farm, and there was a bridge, 100 feet from the house, something like that, that we had to go over the creek to get into our yard. And it was like the second day we were there, I'd never seen a creek before in my life. And we were moved in now, and I was standing there just watching them, the river, and I could see some striped fish down there swimming. Wasn't sure what it was at first, but then they were definitely striped fish, and I went screaming up to my dad and said, "Dad, there's some fish down here. They're striped. I don't know if they're striped marlin or what they are, but give me a hook and line." I don't know how I ever come up with the term striped marlin, but where I heard of it. And he rigged me up a worm and a hook and a bobber and a little rod and reel, and I caught a bunch of striped suckers, and I had just a hoot doing it. And I have been absolutely hooked on fishing since that day. I had just turned 6.
Well, it's all relative, isn't it? And that's an incredible story. And again, it's like the first time is one you don't forget. Grizz, would you mind coming up with something that can top that one?
Well, no, there's nobody can top your first fish you ever catch as a child. I mean, that starts your passion and your love. I mean, it's no way. For everyone. It's like the first kiss. You never forget. But anyway, if you want to, the one thing that I did that I'll never forget, and probably one of the scariest things, and the most memorable things is when I shot my elephant in Zimbabwe.
Oh,
it charged us because this elephant had killed 17 people, and it would go in the night and knock down the huts, and it was the huts would fall on children because they couldn't run, and elderly people. And while I was down there, the government told us, whoever seen it, they told my PH, take it down. And for luck or not lucky, we ran into it. So taking down that big roan elephant, I'll never forget that. And knowing that we actually saved, I don't know how many lives, because every night he was killing at least three or four people, was pretty memorable for me.
I just have one question, Chris. How long did it take to get the stain out of? How long did take to get the stain out of your pants?
I still have the stain embedded in my skin.
I reckon. There's so much.
That was he came out, babe, and throwing his head, and my PH is screaming at me, "Don't shoot him in the head! His giant ears are sticking out. I cannot see the body," and it's coming at me, and he's screaming and screaming and screaming, because he said if you make a wrong shot on the head, it could ricochet off, and he would kill me. And he was hiding in the bushes saying, "Chris, don't shoot it in the head." And I'm going, "I can't see anything else." So finally, the elephant made a slight turn, and I hit him in the shoulder and broke him down.
Hey,
well,
babe.
Were you using a howitzer?
No, what I was actually hunting with a 375 H&H, and he had an over and under 458 Winchester Magnum, and that's what I took it down with.
Babe, I told you you had some competition today, didn't I?
Sure.
Well, I started out big game hunting and filming with Gordon, and, you know, I didn't film much fishing until later on in my life.
Well, I just kept on going with fishing, and I got so involved in it. When I was seven, Dad took us to our first lake that I'd ever been to, my brother and I and my uncle and his son and my dad, five of us, and we fished bluegills. And I didn't know what spawning was, but you could see all these little circles, and you could see fish spinning around them. And we caught an entire gunny sack full of bluegills. There was no limit back those days. And found out how much fun taking a spoon and scraping the scales off of them.
Oh, no.
Bluegills.
That had to keep you up all night.
Yeah, back those days, you didn't think of filleting a fish because you'd miss a half an ounce of meat. You would scrape all the scales off and then just cut the heads off and open the entrails up, take it out, you'd eat skin and all. I mean, that was just the way it was. So it was, again, an incredible moment. I've had a lot of them with fishing, though. One fish I have not caught that I'm going to go after one of these days is a golden trout.
Oh!
I just have never went after one.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I was lucky enough. Grizz, on one of our Outdoor Writers Association trips, we went up to Mammoth, and we went up to this lake, and Dodge Ram and Jeep gave us these vehicles that you never could have got there any other way. This lake is at 10,000 feet, and it's a trophy lake for golden trout. Yeah, I don't know where they exist pretty much anywhere else in the world, but apparently, you know, you got to get above 9,000 feet, you know, in
the high Sierras.
Yeah, in the high Sierras.
I think it's around 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
Is where you
it is.
But, yeah, they are interesting because they, you know, it's a trout, but they have kind of a goldish color. We got less than a minute, but we're going to have.
It's just one that I've never caught.
Yeah.
I did have one trip. I was up in Alaska fishing halibut, Dutch Harbor, and I had three other guys with me, and we were fishing 320 to 360 feet. I had three bites that day. I landed all three bites, The three halibut I caught weighed somewhere between 1,000 and 1,100 pounds.
Total?
Wow.
Yes, total. Whoa. The biggest one was 8.5 foot long. It was 5 foot wide. It was almost 2 feet thick.
Well, we're gonna get back with that. Reminds me, I got a trip coming up to Ketchikan in July. We'll talk about it when we get back. Thank you, guys. We're going to be right back with you on Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Sandos is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
You can lie and I'll get a pole, baby. You can lie and I'll get a pole, baby. You can lie and I'll get a pole. We'll go down and
throw that hole, honey. Baby, be mine. Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And I don't even know what the heck I'm here for because we got these two guys on the line. John. We got Marco sitting here. Marco, you've been quiet. You haven't had a chance to even say hi.
I just say let's let them talk.
This is
great.
There you go. So again, we don't normally script the show. That usually we have an idea of what we're going to talk about, but today I have no idea because I just figured we put these two guys on and see what happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to fish for in North America, and all of them are good. All of them are fun. He was just talking about catching a muskie on a fly rod. And obviously, Grizz, you're a fly fishing aficionado. I'm not. I fly fish, but I try and use the most effective or efficient thing I can to catch fish, whatever it takes. Bait casting, spinning, fly, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. I don't have a preference. My goal is always to figure the fish out and try and catch as many of the biggest ones of that kind that I'm going after that day.
Babe, that's what we have to do. I mean, I prefer to pick up a fly rod and fish for everything. But you... know as well as I do, when we get in front of a camera, we don't always get to do what we do or we prefer. We got to catch fish. We like to catch fish. And like I say, I use bait, cast off, troll, you know, spinning rods, everything. But I do have a special place in my heart for a fly rod. So I grew up that way in Montana, and that's what I really, really love. But you know as well as I do, I mean, I don't like to fish bait, but sometimes you have to.
Oh, sure. But I would be glad to take you on one of those rivers in Montana or or the Green River, whatever, and I'll throw a spinning rod.
Sounds like we got a competition going here, guys. We're going to start taking wagers.
Your fly.
Yeah, there you go. But
I'll do you one better than that. I'll challenge you to fish in a lake, one of the best lakes in Mexico. It won't cost you anything. You take your conventional stuff, and I'll fly fish for bass, and we'll see how many bass is caught in one day, one morning.
That'd one make for a good show.
Which lake?
Yeah.
Which lake you talking about?
I don't care. We can do Agua Milpa. I'm going there in 2 weeks. El Salto, Breckenridge, Vicente Guerrero. I fish them all. I don't care.
Three best casts I ever made for largemouth. We're in El Salto.
Yeah.
I
caught 11 or a 10 and a half pounder, then a 13 pounder, and then 11 and a quarter pounder in three consecutive casts without turning the camera off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I hold the record over there 19 and three quarters on a fly rod.
Wow.
That's a big fish.
Babe, I told you you're going to be up against it, didn't I?
Well, you know.
I mean, I've been fishing down here. I fish in Salto all the time. Who do you fish with when you fish in the Salto, babe?
Chapman,
Billy Chapman. I fish with Ron Speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, don't know him.
Okay, hey.
Yeah, that's who I fish down
guys,
there.
If you guys,
I was there last year, and I caught five fish over 10 pounds in 2 hours. But it wasn't on flies. I can't lie to you.
Of course not, Grizz.
Mine wasn't either. It was swim baits between 12 and 35 feet of water.
Anyway, I hate to interrupt you guys, but there is something else that we got to cover. Babe, with your fame, you put your name on some products, and it's part of what we like to do this time of the year is do new product reviews. And you've come out with a battery, a marine battery, that I'd like to hear a little bit about it.
Well, it's a line of batteries. I didn't come out with it. This company approached me and has distribution rights for the United States and Canada to the battery line. And it's now called Babe Winkleman's Ox Batteries. The reason I got involved with them is they make two premium gel batteries for trolling motors. They're deep cycle batteries that are the most powerful batteries available in America. They have no lead acid in them. They're 100% sealed, so you can send them through the mail or ship them any way you want to. Amazon carries our batteries right now, for example, and they ship them all over. There's two different trolling motor batteries, and there's also an AGM starting battery that's got a lot of cranking amps. But they're the most environmentally safe batteries. They're, like I said, they're the strongest batteries. They have more amp power than anything else that is available in the United States. There's one that's within 15 amps of what we have. They call theirs 105, and our flat amp is 120 amps. But there's different ways to run those tests and rate them, and if they did it the same way we do, theirs would be about 92 amps. So ours will hold the charge considerably longer. And they're also very nice from the standpoint that in our part of the country, you guys don't deal with this, but guys put their boats away in fall, and they forget to charge the batteries all up. Well, if they got a lead acid battery and that battery freezes, they could throw it away the next spring. It's completely useless. Our battery the premium gel could be put away with the totally drawn down on the charge and let it freeze, and you could charge it up the next spring, and it would come back to 100% capacity. the only type of battery like that that's available in America.
And what is the name of that again, Babe?
It's Babe Winkleman's Ox batteries. They can just go to oxbatteries.com, and they can see videos there. They can see the product line there. There are other batteries that we're coming out with right now for telecommunications and solar storage and so forth. But these were the first three that were introduced to the United States.
Well, just a couple of quick comments. First of all, these things cannot be cheap, probably about twice what you'd pay for a normal lead-acid battery. But if they last twice as long. But the important thing is, if you're out in the water and your battery's gone, you'd pay anything. And so, you got a $50,000-$60,000 boat, and an extra $100 or so in a battery, or a set of batteries, then it just makes good sense, because whenever you buy anything, any kind of equipment, whether it's a rod, reel, fishing line,
you get what you pay for.
If you get the good stuff, it'll work for you and it'll last a long time.
A friend of mine once told me. Jim Rowan is his name. He said, in the final analysis, it only costs you about 10 cents more to go first class in the first place. And I've always felt that that was pretty good advice.
And you've got some other stuff coming out too, don't you, Babe?
Well, we've got a whole line of food products out. Babe and Chris Winkleman's, they're breading and batter mixes for fish and for chicken and wild game and so forth.
I got to email you my mailing address because I'd like to try some of that. By the way, Grizz, we are, Easter, I'm doing the cherry ham for sure, and I think I got it down. That Grizz is also, likes food. And if you've got your own line of food products, Babe, and most people that enjoy fishing and hunting generally tend to know what to do with them after they bring them home.
Well, this stuff is really good stuff. Food's hard to talk about because everybody has their own tastes. But we did almost 300 focus groups, and 93% of the people that we did focus groups with said it was the best tasting ever that they'd had. So we feel pretty confident about it.
Well, I'm going to
three of the four are all gluten free. Uh-huh. All of them are MSG free. All of them are cholesterol free, and the one that has gluten has just a little tiny bit in it.
Well, I'll have to give you my recipe that I got many, many years ago on a boat in Alaska for the Ensenada style fish tacos, the beer batter. It's the simplest thing you can possibly have, but it's makes all the difference in the world. So maybe I'll license that to you.
Okay. Well, we've licensed this with a company called Ryko Foods. Mm-hmm. They do business in about 22 countries.
Ryko?
Ryko.
Okay.
And we have two lines of sunglasses coming out, a Babe Winkleman line, and my daughter Carly does a lot of hosting for me on the show and has been fishing with me since she was 3 months old.
Babe, we've only got about a minute. Can you tell us real quickly about your daughter, Carly?
Yeah, she's 19. She's the deadliest shot we have in the family. She's never missed a shot with a rifle. Well, she put three bullets through the same quarter-inch black dot at 100 yards.
Wow.
So there was one hole in the paper.
And also, she is a babe, right? Can I say
that?
Can I say that to her father?
She has three modeling contracts right now, and she will gut and butcher anything. She's anything but a girly girl. She's hardcore into the outdoors like you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she just happens to be pretty good looking. I don't know where that came from.
Is she kind of taken after Larissa? At least?
I know Larissa real well, and she's
yeah,
a
I do
nice
too.
Lady.
She has her room here. She lives with us in Mexico. She's got her clothes here and all of her stuff.
And she's a pretty girl, but she's not in Carly's league.
Okay.
She's not what?
She's not in Carly's league.
Well, yeah, she's 10 years older.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
Oh, we have Jared on the line. Is that coming in? We're going to have to take a break, you guys. We're going to be right back with you. And Babe, if you have the opportunity to stick around, we're going to bring on Jared from the Villa del Palmar in Loreto for the next segment. If you'd like to hang in there, that'd be great. And then we're going to come back and do a few segments. But I understand if you got to leave. So hopefully you'll be there when we get back. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you momentarily. Make sure you go to fishtalkradio.com and listen to the show as many times as you want. And Mark will have posted up there probably quickly.
That's right. And check out our Facebook page, too.
Family tradition for 21 years, the Lake Kachuma Nature Center Trout Derby is April 16 and 17. Thousands of dollars in cash prizes with many other prizes and activities. With 10,000 trout planted, it would be like fishing in a barrel. Lake Kachuma Trout Derby, Saturday and Sunday, April 16 and 17. Google Neil Taylor Nature Center. That's Neil Taylor Nature Center at Lake Kachuma.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Founded in 1697 as the capital of Las Californias, Loreto is a relaxing small Baja town with an international airport. Beautiful sandy beaches with snorkeling and fishing is available just in front of your resort. Old world charm, hospitality, and you will love the people and moderate climate. The Villa del Palmar at the Islands of Loreto, a luxury resort on the Sea of Cortez, is hosting its first Dorado tournament the end of June. Very affordable, lots of prizes, and world-class fishing. Contact Fish Talk Radio or Villa del Palmar, Loreto, and get your team together. Many other activities are also available. Fly into Loreto and a van will pick you up. Enjoy the great fishing, golf, exploring, water sports, or the spa. The Villa del Palmar will give you the best Baja at surprising value. Enter the first Villa del Palmar, Loreto's Dorado Tournament. Stay at the resort or we can recommend many fine accommodations. Villa del Palmar, Loreto.com.
Ever wanted to learn fly fishing? This year's Fly Fishing Academy focuses on teaching adults the basics. All the techniques translate from the ocean to fishing lakes, streams, and rivers. The Academy is on Saturday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's for anyone in our community over 21, not already an SBFF Club member. Children over 10 may attend with their parent. It's your chance to become acquainted with the sport of a lifetime, fly fishing. Cast lines with the SB Fly Fishers the first Saturday of every month. Call 705-3208 for more information or visit sbflyfishers.com.
Fish ain't biting, fish ain't biting, fish ain't biting around here no more. Fish ain't biting, fish ain't biting no more. I gotta reel in my line and head back to the shore.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have added another guest. We have on the line with us that we've been talking to the Grizz and to Babe, certainly legends in their own time. And, of course, I'm a legend in my own mind, but that's That's because I've
That's
been
about as far as it goes.
Yeah.
No, anyway. I'm just kidding, John. I'm just kidding, brother.
But anyway, no, we have the opportunity. These guys are heavy hitters. Let's put it that way. But also, we brought into us Jared, who is a person that's primarily responsible for a fishing derby coming up the end of June. And it's at the Villa del Palmar Loreto. Villa del Palmar Loreto, and it's a very high-end luxury resort just south of Loreto. And Jared, if you wouldn't mind, kind of just go over a little bit about some of the information, where they're going to go, where they're going to fish, where they're going to stay, and some of that type of thing. We'll see if we can get some people interested.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Jared. Well, this is our very first tournament we are doing for Dorado Fishing, and 2 days of fishing on the 1st and 2nd of July. And on the 30th of June, we will have a 1 day of 12 golf, a small golf tournament that we're going to have here in our Danzante Bay golf course. Here at Villa Palmar Loreto. The tournament will be starting on the Marina Fonatur in Puerto Escondido, and will be around 30 miles around, having all this fishing, Dorado fishing, and yeah, it's going to be very cool.
Well, actually, it's probably going to be pretty warm, but that's...
cool, great.
But if ever... Now, Alaska Air does fly into Loreto, so it's not that difficult to get to. And when they fly in, you'll arrange transportation to take them wherever they need to go. Now, you have two resorts in Loreto, one south of town.
We have two resorts. One is the main that is... organizing this tournament, which is Villa del Palmar, which is 40 kilometers south from Loreto town. It's like a ride of 25 minutes, something like that. And we have another resort hotel, small hotel named Santa Fe, Hotel Santa Fe, which is in the downtown of Loreto. And it's like, 5 or 7 minutes away from the from the airport. And we have, as you said, we have flights from Alaska, and also we have, crossing the border to Tijuana, we have flights from or through Aerocalafia two times a week also.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about Loreto. Now, Grizz is an expert on Loreto, and you know, of course, we have some good friends down there that operate. Yeah, but the city of Loreto kind of reminds me. I was first in Cabo San Lucas in the early to mid '80s, and I think the total population was around 20,000. But Loreto,
kind of right now.
Yeah, Loreto is pretty much the same way Cabo San Lucas was 30 some years ago, and it's never changed. It's beautiful. It's pristine. There's no timeshare salesman. There's no graffiti. There's no kids selling chiclets. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to go, and it's old Mexico.
Yeah, it's pretty historic.
Well, it was, I believe, now Jared, you can correct me, I believe it was established in 1697 as the capital of Los Californias, which included all the land from basically Cabo San Lucas up to about Monterey, California. And it was, history, definitely, and tradition and culture. It is a place that you would really enjoy. And then, of course, your resort that you have, you know, down on the beach, if you want to get away from things and live in luxury for a few days, I would certainly recommend it.
Yeah, we have everything here at Loreto. I mean, downtown we have lots of restaurants, lots of nice people. We have beautiful malecon where you can walk around, make a great walk through all the town. We have tours available here at the resort with our own boats. We have tours to the islands, which are Danzante, Del Carmen, and also of course Coronado, which is the main island that people get interested in coming here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Babe, I don't think you've been to Loreto, but between Jared and Grizz, if do you have any questions or any comments that you'd like to know about Loreto?
There's so many good places down there. you know, to fish anywhere off of the Baja or a lot of places off of the Baja. It's like a whole different section of the country of Mexico. It's just incredible fishing and very good hunting.
You know what? We never really talked about that. I know Grizz has done some, but the Loreto, Grizz, I think I was with you. Weren't you take me when we were down there some years ago when we drove up and stopped at this goat farm and then went over?
Oh,
the
yeah,
top?
That was going up to San Javier.
Yes.
At it was, Rancho Viejo.
Because right down the middle of the Baja Peninsula is, what's it, the Sierra Madre mountain range? But anyway, this we go up and you go through this area that is definitely not desert. It's very interesting. It's dry, but then you kind of go over the top of the hill, and it's like an oasis down there. That this church or cathedral or whatever it was, it's a couple hundred years old. And oh, I remember there was
actually 300 years old, and it was a mission.
Wow. Well, I remember that they had this, I think, was it an olive tree that was like 300 years old?
Yeah, 356 years old, was brought by the Jesuit priest.
Wow.
Because I think the Jesuits like to drink martinis.
Shaken, not stirred.
Well, see, and what would interest me about that Oasis Valley would be the mule deer, not the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they got down here is not the mule deer we're accustomed to. They have blacktail. And the Pacific blacktail, they don't get up like the big muleys do down here. They are some sizable ones, but they're very, very difficult to hunt. And actually, down in that canyon, if there are any, they're very few. You have to go to a different part of the Baja to find them.
Okay, well, I've got a friend down there who's got a ranch lease, and he's got some big mule deer.
Well, I think that what it comes down to, Jared, let's talk about, you know, obviously the fishing is incredible. But
yeah.
What other activities are there in Loreto or at Villa del Palmar?
Well, as I was saying before, we have tours to the island. Our main tour that we promote a lot is the one to the Danzante Island, which is across the sea in front of us, just in front of us, and we departed here from our beach. Also, we have tours to San Javier, as Mike was telling, San Javier Mission. We have walkthroughs to Loreto. We have diving also for people who likes to dive, and our certificate, PADI certificate, they can come here because we have we are a PADI resort.
Wow.
So yeah, we have plenty of activities around here.
Well, even just snorkeling, because the water's so warm and you don't.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Shallow
snorkeling
water.
Snorkeling here, it's out of this world. You can go any spot of either Carmen Island or Danzante Island or Coronado or just around Loreto. There are a lot of snorkeling points, very beautiful, where you can see reef, you can see wreck dive. You can make wreck diving. I don't know. There are a bunch of things you can do here.
Mm-hmm. No, it's certainly beautiful. It's, you know, it's not quite as well known and popular as Cabo San Lucas, but you know, Cabo is Cabo. But if you really want the real, authentic, historical and cultural, laid back experience, then I would highly recommend Loreto. And I believe you guys are probably the only 5-star resort there, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. I mean, we have everything here at Loreto. We are a 5-star resort in the middle, practically, of nowhere.
Yeah.
4 kilometers south Loreto. So if you want to go to a place where you can lay down, we have a martini or a margarita, and enjoy yourself and rest from Los Angeles or San Diego, big cities.
Yeah.
Loreto is a place. I mean, you can rest a lot here. You can. Yeah. It's very
well.
Very
it is. It's not quite as easy, but you know, Alaska Airlines, I know, flies down there. Was it 4 days a week? And you know, of course, if you're from Tijuana, if you get to Tijuana or any other place in Mexico, it's easy to get to.
Yep.
But they do have an international airport. And I was, you know, said it's not a big tourist town, but there's a lot of Americans that go there, and there's a reason for that, because I think probably half the population are expatriates, aren't they?
Yeah, we have a lot of Americans. I don't know, maybe every 2 months we have a small cruiser ship that goes to the downtown Laredo, and but most of the tourists that we have here.
Jared, we're going to have to go. How do they get in touch with you and find out about the tournament real quick?
You can send me an email to my jared.martinez@vglaredo.com. And or can make me a phone call. It says 52613-134-1033.
Or the easiest thing is just to Google Via del Palmar Loreto.
Of course, also.
Yeah, Via del Palmar Loreto, because you've got a beautiful facility in Cabo. Via del Palmar Loreto, and get some more information on that, and we highly recommend it. And hopefully, we'll see you and Marco in the end of June. Right, Marco?
That's right.
All right. Thank you guys very much. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com and listen again, and go to the Facebook.